creators of the Master Schedule. Many would say that master scheduling is more art than science. Although the master schedule itself may be made up of automatically calculated data upon which management decisions are made every day, the job of master scheduler goes well beyond just creating the master production schedule, MPS, numbers. For instance, the numbers may indicate that the organization is in an overloaded condition. Now what? How does the master scheduler get out of this overloaded condition? Or the numbers may indicate that customer orders are not coming in as the constrained demand from S and OP predicted. What does the master scheduler do about it? These are some of the questions that need to be answered by the master scheduler. Correctly handling situations like this is the real job master schedulers face every day. They make business critical decisions using the information provided. Next, we review the master scheduler's role and how management can support the master scheduler throughout the master scheduling process. Master scheduler's role. The master scheduler plays a critical role in sales and operations planning, S&OP, by helping bridge the gap between demand planning and production capabilities and helping align supply with demand. This helps ensure alignment between sales forecasts and operational execution. The master scheduler helps negotiate a feasible S&OP production plan. The master scheduler then translates the S&OP production plan's product family volume requirements into item-level MPS plans by disaggregating product families to items, or options, or raw materials, and breaking larger time buckets into smaller ones. They then aggregate various sources of demand for the product, for example, independent and dependent demand, which we call constrained demand in this course. The master scheduler needs to ensure production volume adheres to the production plan produced in S&OP. The master scheduler ensures that the sum of the individual items in the master schedule equals the aggregate sum of items in the S&OP production plan. This closes the loop between the business plan and the daily and weekly activities within the organization. Note that due to lot sizing constraints or other issues, such as the need to replenish safety stocks or to draw down excess inventories, it may be very difficult or impossible to exactly match the sum of individual items to the aggregate sum in the production plan. Therefore, many organizations include a degree of tolerance for what is considered a reasonable match between the levels. The master scheduler is responsible for the following: disaggregating the production plan to create the MPS or reconciling the MPS with the product family plan, maintaining and making changes to the MPS records, resolving trade-offs, working with top management to reach solutions that are consistent with the organization's customer service, inventory management, and strategic objectives, monitoring execution of the production schedule against the MPS and the production plan, ensuring the overall production volume adheres to the S&OP production plan by summing the MPS for each SKU in the product family to ensure they align with capacity planning objectives, launching the final assembly schedule, engaging in cross-functional collaboration including by reviewing and managing change requests from customers, plants, and suppliers, and rescheduling in accordance with the master schedule policy, providing production insights, performing scenario analysis, and making actionable recommendations. Much of a master scheduler's time and value is invested in resolving conflicts and competing demands for capacity, which requires knowing when to get top management involved in making strategic decisions. Therefore, it is important for the master scheduler to have a strong sense of the overall business and its customers, its products and production processes, and the reliability of its suppliers. The master scheduler works with top management to reduce the impact of any changes to either supply or demand inside the demand time fence, such as expedited requests for customers, new orders from customers, last-minute revisions to an order, serious supply disruptions requiring top management involvement in handling both suppliers and key customers. Management's role. Elsewhere, we discuss the role of management in the monthly S&OP process. The rules of the process call for resolving most issues at the pre-S&OP meeting and consolidating issues, such as the following, for review by senior executives at the monthly executive meeting that concludes the monthly S&OP process: authorization of changes in production and procurement rates when significant costs or other consequences, such as customer service or revenues, are involved; adjustments that are needed to keep the S&OP production plan and the financial goals of the business plan on target; issues relating to customer service performance, new product introduction, and special projects;